good evening, everybody on the net, PA3NFR. No, I haven't. I've been a ham, oddly enough, for almost 30 years. I got into my original call in the States. I immigrated here about 6 years ago, 5 years ago. Oh, no, 6 years ago. Wow, that's 6 years. I can't do that with you. But I got licensed in 96 in the United States, and haven't had much of a chance to do a lot of work with MCOM or events or anything along those lines. So I know that it's been done, obviously, and I've heard some stuff on banners or on radio, but I've not used them. I've never been involved in that. It's something I'd like to get into over here, but there's a lot of other things I need to take care of first. Outside of that, not a lot to report there. So with that, I'll go ahead and send it back to Ben and say thanks for taking my check-in. I'm going to check out and do some other things around the house. But thanks for letting me check in, and I hope you guys have a great day. And happy 4th to everybody that's a little bit early. PA3NFR, back to
you. I appreciate that, Chris. Hopefully you're having a good day and you had a good happy Canada Day. You're always invited to participate in our training events and stuff like that. Just let me know. We'll get you on the email list, and you are more than welcome to participate in whatever training event we have. You're more than welcome. So good stuff.
Air quality alert.
All right, moving on up here to Tim, NAWRO. Sir, I'm pretty sure you have, but I don't want to assume, tactical call signs. Are you familiar with them? Have you used them, and in what capacity if you have?
Good evening, Dave, and our group, NAWRO. Well, lately I've been doing a lot of the task book lessons, and my understanding is tactical call signs describes the function of a position, and which is helpful when if that position gets relieved, it's still the same call sign, so confusion is eliminated to some degree that way. And the example would be like during the set, when Wally was the assignment person, that would kind of be an example of a position of a tactical call sign. At least that's the way I understand it. NAWRO, back to net.
Yeah, for sure there, Tim. It works like that. It makes it easier. You're not having to remember multiple call signs. You're given one call sign or one designator. And that person working that event or that position has that call sign. So, yeah, that you're on track there, Tim. For sure. All right, Dave, NAWCB. I know the answer on this one, but what about you? You're familiar with tactical call signs, and if so, what capacity?